Last time I checked, your hands were supposed to stay above your head, weren't they? And where were your hands? That doesn't sound like it's where they're supposed to be. I told you to keep your hands above your heads. If you move them again, if you even think about moving them again, then we stop. I don't have to put my strap in you. I don't have to fuck you, baby. You're just so much of a whore for it that I kind of feel like I need to. But if you aren't going to behave, if you aren't going to make me happy, then why should I fuck you? If you can't follow simple instructions, why would I give you what you want? There would be no reason for it. So, what you're going to do is listen for once in your life. You're going to keep both hands right above your head. And you're going to keep them there. You're not going to touch me. You're not going to grab me. You're not going to pull my hair or spank my ass or any of that. You're going to stay still, and you're going to take it just like a good slut. That's what you're supposed to do for me. Those were the only instructions I gave you. So let's see if you can actually do them right this time, because you're already having problems with it. That doesn't bode well for you, sweetheart. Do you think you'll be able to actually handle this? To keep your hands above your head in self-imposed bondage for me? It's something I would really like to see. To watch you struggle with yourself. To see that fight in your eyes as you try so hard to be good for me. Feeling my strap heavy between your legs, teasing right outside your wet hole. You get this if you behave. Only good sluts get my strap. You haven't been very good for me today. You can't even follow simple directions. So, tell me one thing that makes me want to give you my strap. Go on, think of something. You got it? Good. Now tell me, why should I give you my strap? I don't know if that's enough. See, what you are saying is that you deserve it because you want it, that it'll feel good and that it'll make the both of us happy. That's not a good enough reason. That's not a reason to give a whore what they want. I mean, look at you. You're practically begging for it and I'm not even inside you yet. How are you supposed to hold it together once I actually slip inside you, huh? Once you feel my strap starting to stretch you open? How are you going to handle that, baby? Are you going to be able to handle it well? Are you going to moan and let me in? Or are you going to come right away because you're stuffed full instantly? I guess there's only one way to find out. I'm going to have to fuck you. And you're going to be a good slut for me, aren't you? You're going to keep your arms above your head where I place them. You're going to stay in the position that I have you in, because that's where I want you. And if you want to come, this is how you're going to do it. Only good sluts get to come. So you're going to have to be very good for me, baby. Do you think that's something you can handle? I doubt it. Let's prove me wrong. Let's see how long you can last following instructions, baby. The field dough always feels good, sliding inside like that. The way it presses against my G-spot as I just... my hips set flush against yours. That's it, sweetheart. Remember, keep your arms above your head. I don't want to feel you. I don't want to see you. I don't even want you to think about moving from this spot. This is where you're going to stay for me. This is where you're going to learn to behave. Learn to take a strap just like a good whore should. Oh, yeah. That feels good, baby. You like how I feel when I fill you up, don't you? Oh, yeah, that's right. Nothing makes you happier than finally getting what you want. Your empty hole no longer aching for me. Finally filled with something that you want. Something that you need. Oh, yes. The strap brushing against your walls as I continue to thrust. Oh, that's it. Taking me nice and easy. You're doing such a good job, baby. Yes, keep it up. Keep it up so that I can let you come, so I can give you permission. I want this to feel good for you. I want you to enjoy this and to come around my strap like you deserve. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. I feel so good, yes. Oh, right there, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, keep it up, sweetheart. Oh, it was such a wonderful hole for me to bury my strap inside. To have it pressing against my G-spot with every snap of my hips against yours. Oh, you're taking me so well. For that, I'll just reach down and start touching you as well. See? This is what good sluts get when whores behave themselves. They end up getting touched. They end up getting fucked. And maybe if you can keep those hands right above your head, if you can keep that self-inflicted bondage, then I'll let you come. Oh, you would like that, wouldn't you, baby? Oh, your whole clenching around my strap as you come, screaming my name. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, let the neighbors know who's making you feel this good, sweetheart. Let them know what a filthy whore you become once you're stuffed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes. Right like that. Oh, fuck. Keep it up, sweetheart. You're making me proud. I'm actually impressed. I didn't think you'd be able to handle yourself for this long. Be able to have so much control. I know it must be so difficult for you right now. To not be able to touch me. To not be able to run your hands along my curves. To grab my ass every every time I fuck into you. Oh, to wrap your legs around my hips and keep me buried inside you. Oh, I know that's what you want right now, but you're trying so hard to stay in that bondage of yours, trying so hard to behave yourself for me and earn that orgasm. All you want to do is come, isn't that right? Oh, of course it is. You're so good for me. Yes, that's it, sweetheart. You feel so fucking amazing. Getting closer with every thrust inside you. You just feel so good. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. You can take more, can't you? Doesn't this feel good? Oh, I knew it would. I knew you would enjoy how this feels. Oh, begging for more, wanting it deeper, wanting it rougher, wanting it harder. Oh, gosh, you're so greedy for it. Such a fucking slut for my strap. You just love how it feels inside you so much, don't you? It's so smooth, and it fills you just right. Just the right amount of width, just the right amount of length. It's perfect for you, isn't it? Oh, and it works me too. Oh, it feels so good pressing against my G-spot. My hips working the both of us, bringing us closer together. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck. You should feel how wet I am. I'm absolutely soaking for you. I'm sure there's some dribbling down my leg that's escaped from around the strap, sweetheart. Oh, that's just a little taste for you, isn't it? A little treat for later. Oh, fuck, so good. Oh, fuck, I can feel myself getting closer. You're getting closer too, aren't you? Oh, that's right. That's right, sweetheart. Oh, you're so good for me. Such a good little slut moaning as you take my strap nice and deep. Oh, my cock feels so good inside you, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. You can't get enough. Practically addicted to how it feels. Your greedy hole always eager for whatever I can give you. Oh, you're always so desperate for it. Always so willing to take whatever I want to give you, my precious slut. Oh, yeah. You're always ready for me, aren't you? Always ready to be fucked. Always ready to have an orgasm. Oh, fuck. Even now, as you get closer, my strap continuing to hammer away, reaching that special spot inside you. My hand stroking you in time, getting you closer. Fuck. Oh, yes. All right, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good, sweetheart. Keep it up. Keep making me feel so good just like that, yeah. Yeah, fuck. All right, like that. So good for me. You feel so amazing, making me so proud. Oh, I can't even think. It just feels so good. Can't think, can't really speak. All I can focus on is my own orgasm growing. How good it feels to be inside you. My strap massaging the waist. Fucking the both of us closer to coming. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's fucking it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you wanna come with me, don't you? No, I know you do. Every good whore wants to come. Come with me. When they're close enough. Oh, moaning around my strap as you take it nice and deep in that slutty hole of yours. You're such a good whore for me, yes. Keeping your hands above your head like I asked. You know what good whores get, right? Oh, that's right. They get scum. Oh, fuck. And you've been such a good slut for me. That means you get to come, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. So come with me. Come on. Come on, you nuts. Come with me, baby. Be good and come on my strap. You've been such a good whore. You've earned this. You deserve it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Baby, see, that wasn't so hard. You got to come and keep your hands above your head. It turns out you can follow instructions when you want to. Such a good slut for me. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. You did amazing tonight. And I just know you're going to keep making me proud, aren't you? Oh, I know you are. Hey, sleepyhead. How are you this morning? Don't you remember me? It's okay, silly. I'm not mad. You were pretty out of it last night. We had a lot of fun, didn't we? Oh, you don't remember any of it. Well, that's okay. I can help remind you of everything. So, last night we met on the street. You were walking home from something and then you tripped over my tail. I felt so bad. I started apologizing because one of my scales ended up scraping your elbow on the way down. There was a bit of blood, and I insisted that you come back here so I can patch you up. It's not good to have a bleeding arm in public. It seemed like you were maybe having a rough night because you smiled and accepted. We walked back to my place where you were the perfect patient. If you check your arm, you'll see a band-aid from me taking care of you. I got to be your nurse, and the scrape, well, that wasn't as bad as I originally thought. But we ended up having so much fun together, I invited you to stay a bit longer and ordered a pizza. Is it starting to come back to you at all? Well, maybe if you looked into my eyes it would help. Want to try that? You loved staring at them last night. Couldn't stop complimenting on them as you found yourself drawn to my eyes. Go on. Go on and stare into my swirling eyes again. Just like that. Good. Good. Watch the swirls for me. Aren't they pretty? Such pretty swirls to captivate you with. I did this to you last night, too. You were going to leave before the pizza came, and then you caught a glimpse of my spiral eyes. Got lost in the hypnotizing circles and found yourself compelled to stay. Like right now. You don't want to leave bed. You want to stay here with me. The Lamia before you has romantic feelings towards you. You should stay longer, shouldn't you? That's right. That's good. You'll stay a bit longer with me. Entangled in my tail from sleeping so well next to me. You like how I make you feel. You want to stay just a bit longer. You're not imposing. Mm-mm. You like spending time with me. I make you feel comfortable in a way you've never felt before. You like spending all your time with me. You find that I make you happy. I'm everything you've ever wanted in a girlfriend. Just keep staring into my spirals. That's it. That's good. You like spending time with me, don't you? That's very good. I like spending time with you too, sunshine. That's why you don't want to leave this bed. You want to spend the whole day lying in it with me. Cuddling together, kissing, making love. It's what new couples are supposed to do. And we're a couple, right? That's right, sunshine. Don't pull your eyes away from mine. Keep watching those hypnotic spirals for me. You're such a great partner for your girlfriend, aren't you? No one makes you feel as good as I do, sunshine. No one can compare to me. I make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I make you happy. You have noticed that the more time you spend with me, the happier you are, right? That's good. That's very good. You're doing such a good job of staring into my swirls, baby. You're feeling so much better now that you've stared into my spirals, aren't you? You're feeling good. You feel yourself starting to get excited by me. You've only just realized we're both naked, haven't you? Your bare skin kissing the silk of my sheets. They were hand spun by a dryer friend of mine. But realizing you're naked in bed with a Lamia doesn't scare you. Nope. You just keep staring into my eyes, entranced by my hypnotic spirals. Your blood starts to pump elsewhere as you take in my form. My breasts exposed to the cold air, pink nipples hardening to the coolness around us. You feel yourself starting to get a heartbeat somewhere else, and you know it's because of me. My voice all around you, staring into the many circles of my eyes. That's it, yes. You're doing so good for me. I want you to be turned on by me, sunshine. It makes me happy seeing how much I affect you. Just keep your eyes on mine, baby. I've got you. I'm right here. Just moving so that we're better situated. Thicker part of my tail resting gently against your crotch, leaning to the side so I can get a clear view of you. You look so good, sunshine. The way the light is painting you right now, it's like you're a work of art. I would even go as far as to compare you to a muse. Yeah. Doesn't that feel nice? My strong tail nestled between your thighs, pressing right against you. Does it feel good? The way the scales have flattened themselves completely, leaving my tail completely smooth to the touch. I thought you might like that. I didn't have the chance to do that last night when you tripped, but now that we can take our time together, I can have my fun with you. Mm. You taste so good, sunshine. Must be difficult for you, subtly shifting against me as my tail presses harder against you, with all your blood pumping to between your legs. I'm surprised you have as much control as you do now. Still staring into my swirling eyes, trying to get some friction, some sort of relief despite the heaviness of my tail. Nothing but thick muscles keeping you pinned to the bed as you stare at me. It feels so good, doesn't it? Makes you want to start rocking. Get yourself off while I help you. Moving my tail as you start to grind against it. Last night you really enjoyed when the tip entered you. Almost coming just from being filled all the way. I have never stuffed anyone the way I stuffed you, sunshine. And you just kept asking for more, telling me that you could take it. Well, you know what? Turns out you were right, baby. You can take so much more than you think you can. Which is how I know you'll be able to take this. Even if you are still sensitive from last night, you're going to do what I tell you, aren't you? That's good, baby. I like when my partner knows how to listen. It means that you are still staring into my eyes just like you should be. You know better than to look away from them by this point, don't you? Of course you do. Oh, that's how you get some of the relief you want. Like right now, my tail sliding against you as you start to move your hips against me. Creatures from around the cave making noises. That's it, sunshine. Not too fast. We're starting off nice and slow, baby. Going to take my time with you. Take you apart how you deserve. Yes. Oh, that's it. It's starting to feel good, isn't it? The smoothness of my scales brushing against you as you continue to thrust your hips. Oh, that's it, baby. You're doing such a good job of starting out. Finding your pace against mine as my tail continues to shift underneath you. The rest of your legs entangled with the rest of my tail. Only the thickest part pressing against you. That's it, baby. You're feeling good, aren't you? Looking into my eyes as your pleasure starts to build. You're so turned on for me, baby. It's adorable. It's so cute how little self-control you have against me, sunshine. You come apart so quickly. You're already feeling so amazing, aren't you? Oh, you're so good for me. You love how I make you feel, don't you? Yeah. Oh, how sweet you're being, sunshine. That must be because you're on your best behavior. Being so good for me by continuing to stare at my swirling eyes. My tail continues to grind against you. That's it, baby. Grind down as much as you need. Move however you want. I just want to see you come, sunshine. That's all. Want to feel it against my tail as you let go. All inhibitions gone. Only bliss painted across your face. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, you're making such a mess all over me, aren't you? Oh, I can feel the wet spots from where you've been rubbing. Getting a little too excited. You started to leak all over my tail. Leaking all over my tail is nothing to be embarrassed about, baby. It's perfectly normal when you're feeling this good. I want you to be as messy as you need to be. As long as it feels good and you're getting closer to coming. You can do that for me, can't you? Just focus on making yourself feel so good that you come for me. Oh, I just know you're going to make me proud, sunshine. You're doing such a good job of it. Moaning against my tail as it slides against you. Creating the perfect amount of friction. Oh, that's right. Just the right enough of relief to bring you closer to the edge. Yes, that's it. You're being so good for me, baby. Keep it up. Keep impressing me. Taking the pleasure I give you despite being overstimulated from last night. It feels like too much, but you just want more, don't you? Keep finding your hips bucking into my touch. Pressing yourself harder against me. Trying to get more pleasure for yourself, huh? That's good. That's really good. I want you to do that. Chase your pleasure as much as you need, baby. Just don't look away from my eyes. Keep staring at the pretty swirls. The circles continue to grow and change as you rock yourself against me. Oh, that's it, baby. Keep it up. You're doing so fucking good for me. Yes, you are. You like feeling like this, don't you? You're so close to coming. Getting closer with every swipe of my tail against you. Every rock of your hips against me gets you just a little bit closer to that orgasm. You're doing such a good job. Yes, you are. Just look at you. That's my good baby. Moaning as my tail keeps fucking you. Rocking against it. Oh, yes. Keep going until you come for me. I don't want you to be making a mess against me for no good reason. There's a reason I feel these wet spots left on me. You are so excited that you couldn't control yourself. You're leaking just from being so close to coming. Being so messy against my tail. Feeling how soaked my scales are. You want to come for me, don't you? That's what you really want. To be granted that relief that you crave. Even though you're still so sensitive from last night. Even though every brush against my tail sets your nerves on fire. It just, it feels that good, doesn't it? Every grind against my tail feels like it's going to be the one that makes you tap out. you just keep going. Keep chasing how good you're feeling because it feels too good to give up. Trying to come, trying to get that orgasm that's so close. I mean, it's so close, you can almost taste it, can't you? Oh, so good for me, sunshine. Yes, that's it. Oh, you're doing so good. Taking my tail so well. Yes, that's it. I'm really impressed with you. The only thing that could make this better is if you know how to come on command. Is that something you know how to do? Oh, I bet you can do it, baby. You're staring into my swirls, after all. And aren't my swirls so pretty? Yeah, that's right. Staring into my swirls makes you feel like you can do almost anything, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You can do anything I tell you to, can't you, sunshine? Like coming on command. I bet you can do it, baby. You're so wonderful. You've been so good for me. So you deserve to orgasm. You've earned some kind of relief. I think you have at least. So come for me, sunshine. Be good and come for me, baby. Come on, you can do it. Be a good sunshine and come. Oh, just like that. Oh, so good. Yes, that's it. Let it all go. No need to hold back for me, baby. Mm-mm. You did so good for me. Yes, you did. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You also have my permission to no longer stare into my eyes. We don't need those swirls anymore. How are you feeling, sunshine? As long as you don't feel bad, I'll take it as a good sign. If you're feeling off, it might be for the best you decide to stay in bed all day, though. I wouldn't feel comfortable letting you leave when you aren't at 100%. Probably just a stomach virus or a cold or something. The weather is being really finicky right now as well. So, I mean, that could make whatever's making you feel weird worse. Why don't you just stay here in bed for me? I can make you some tea, and I'm sure I have some cold medicine around here that could help you out. And if that doesn't work, then you'll just have to stay here another night. It wouldn't be good for your health to let you out like this. You are really in no state to walk anywhere. It might be for the best if you actually just stayed here and didn't even attempt to go home. No, really. Really, I insist. It's no problem at all, sunshine. Let me take care of you. You can leave when you start to feel a bit better, yeah? That's right. Whenever you start to feel better, you can leave. Now, lay back down and get some rest. I'll be back with warm tea and some soup so you can start to feel better. All right, baby. Have you gotten everything that mommy asked of you? Mm-hmm. Let me see the Sharpie. Very nice. Ooh, it's a new one. And what toy did you end up picking out? Let me see. Come on, show mommy. What is this? Look at that. It seems someone picked mommy's favorite vibrator. You just wanted brownie points, didn't you? Well, that's okay. Mommy is always happy to play with one of her favorite toys. Now, I'm sure you've noticed how Mommy is fully dressed right now, but you are completely naked, haven't you? Yeah, and I'm sure you're wondering why that is, sweetheart. Well, the reason Mommy is dressed and you aren't is because tonight is all about you, baby. Mommy wants to take care of you and show you just how much I love you. You know how I always love marking you up so that others don't think you're available? Well, I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, we could do it in a more bold way. See, the hickeys on your neck look very cute, but they don't say anything. They don't let you know that Mommy loves you. So, with this Sharpie, Mommy is going to write all over your precious body. Everything that comes to my mind is going to be placed on you, whether that's good or bad. And once I've marked you up enough, that's when I'll put the toy on you. And then I'll continue writing while you hold the toy in place, understand? Very good. Your job is to hold the toy in place when Mommy tells you to. It's so simple that even you can do it right, baby. Now that you have your job, Mommy is going to get to work drawing on you. Now, where to start? You know, your chest is looking a little empty to me, a little ignored. Why don't we start there? Right above your, I think that's your right, or maybe your left, I'm not sure. But right above one of your nipples, I'm going to start writing, and I want you to try to guess the word. Ready? G. O. D. What does that spell? Very good. Now, above your other nipple, I'm going to write P E. D, pets. It's already looking so cute. You're gonna love seeing this in the morning when you go to put on a shirt and you just see Mommy's handwriting praising you. Now, right underneath, I'm gonna draw an arrow and I'm gonna write instructions, I think. Some fun little instructions that say, P I N C H space H E R E pinch here. But we can't just have you all in pain. So, on the other nipple, I'll draw another arrow for you. And I think I'll write L I C K space H E R E. So we have pinch here and liqueur. Don't mind if I do. Feeling your nipple hardening under my tongue, rubbing your other nipple between two of my fingers. Oh, that must feel so good, baby. But now I think your inner thighs are looking a little bare. As much as I would love to go lower and start marking up your torso and stomach, I think we should go to your thighs. It's gonna be so much harder to write on them once you're shaking in pleasure. I think on your inner left thigh, I'm going to write. Well, first we're gonna start with an arrow. There we go. And then we're gonna write F U C K space W I T H space M O M M Y, and then one final space, P E R M I S S I O N. Fuck with mommy's permission. I think that suits you perfectly, baby. And then on your other thigh, right inside it, mommy's gonna write. Here we go. M O M M Y apostrophe S, and then there's a space and a P, R O P E R T Y. And I think I'll add another arrow just for good measure. There we go. Oh, you're already looking so much better. Fuck with mommy's permission, mommy's property, lick here, pinch here, good pets. I want to add a couple more things and then I'll let you play. Let's see. I know. Right here on your wrist, my bad, I'm going to write M O M M Y space L O V E S space Y O U. Mommy loves you. That way you can't forget. And when you look down at your wrist, you're gonna see a handwritten note from mommy herself. Now, on your other wrist, mommy's going to write what is mommy going to write? Ooh, mommy knows. Mommy is going to write. G. G-O-O-D space, and then a B underneath it. B-A-B-Y. Baby. Good baby. So that way you remember how good you are for me. I don't want you forgetting just because I'm going to let you play with the vibrator now. Do you remember what I told you? What's your job, baby? Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Your job is to hold it right against yourself. And you're not going to move it one bit, are you? No, you're going to take it and be happy that you're getting pleasure, yes. We're gonna start off nice and slow, right? That's good. Now that you have some pleasure, why don't I continue adding to your body? I think right in the middle of your chest should be the words S W E E T H E A R T. Sweethearts. That way, when you look in the mirror, you'll see good pet and sweethearts. Oh, wait. I need to do more of this. I think right on top of your ribs, on one side, I'm gonna write M O M M Y space A D O R E S space M E. Mommy adores me. That way you don't forget how much I love you, how much I care about you. And on your other one, as I ramp up the vibrator a little bit more, I'm going to write A S K space T O space P L A Y. Ask to play. That way no one even thinks about looking at you without my permission. Everyone needs to know who you belong to, sweetheart. That's just how this has to go. Now, right here on your stomach, what am I thinking? Mommy needs to get a little bit creative, doesn't she? You're enjoying how the marker feels against your skin. More and more of my praises marking your skin. The ink staining it as the vibrator pulses away against you. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. You're doing so good for mommy. You just love seeing my words appear on you, don't you? Oh, yes, that's right. That's my good baby. Oh, you're doing so good for mommy. Making me so happy, yes. Why don't we write right here on the stomach? F. U. C. K. Space. M. E. Space. I. Apostrophe. V. E. Space and then a B. E. E. N. And then for the final word, G. O. O. D. Fuck me, I've been good. That way everyone knows this isn't a punishment, but a reward. Oh, you're so pretty like this. I love how the ink blooms on your skin. You look so pretty. Right above your hips, I'm going to write T O U C H M E. Touch me. That way people know what to do if they ever got this far. You wouldn't want them getting confused, would you? Oh, you're so good for me, baby. You love how the marker feels on your skin, don't you? Yeah, it feels so good. More of mommy touching you. My soft skin brushing against yours as I continue to write all these little phrases. Why don't we write right on one of your hip bones? Let's write O R G A S M space C O U N T E R orgasm counter. That way, every time you come tonight, you don't have to keep track. We can just add a little tally. It's not like you're going to be able to remember. You'll be fucked too stupid, and you already don't have much of a brain, baby. But that's okay. That's how mommy prefers it. You don't need to be smart when mommy's taking care of you, do you? No. You can just let me do all the hard work. You get to just lay there and be cute for me. Take whatever pleasure you're given and just melt into it. Getting closer to your orgasm the more it pulses away against you. I think on your other hip, mommy's going to write B I T E space H E R ear. Bite here. That way we can get a hickey on one, right? Because you love how hickeys look, don't you? They always look so pretty on your skin. You love wearing badges of mommy's ownership, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. That's why you're getting so close to your orgasm as I decorate you even more. Yes, that's it, sweetheart. Moan away as the vibrator works you. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, that's it. That's my sweet baby, yes. Now, what should mommy add to you? Oh, I think I know exactly what I want to add. I want to add right on top of your thigh. C. U. T. I. E. P. I. E. Cutie pie. That way, whenever you look down, you're gonna see a nice little compliment from mommy. You're gonna remember there's someone who cares about you, someone who loves you and thinks you're so fucking hot. And it's gonna make you feel really good, isn't it? Knowing how much mommy loves you, how attracted mommy is to you, how much mommy wants you every second of every day. You know what? I think I should add... Yeah, I'm gonna add... L-O-O K space B U T space N O space T O U C H. Look but no touch. Because the only person who should be touching you, baby, is mommy. The only person who should be making you feel this good is mommy, sweetheart. And most importantly, the only person who should be making you come is mommy. So come for me, sweetheart. You've been so good for me. You've earned this. Come for me, baby. You can do it. You're so good for me. Come for mommy, sweetheart. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, you're so good for me. Yes, you are. Coming just like that. How are you feeling? Good? Good, I'm glad. The marker wasn't too much, was it? I know with the vibrator, it can be a little bit overwhelming with all the sensations, so you weren't overwhelmed, right? Thank you for answering me honestly, sweetheart. I know how hard that can be for you. I'm so lucky that you trust me. Here. Why don't we go get cleaned up? I think there's some fresh wipes in the bathroom. I'll be right back, sweetheart. Enjoy trying to read everything while I'm gone for a second.